Lively Stones Meditations for 10th April 2024. Acts chapter 1, the promise of the Father. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he said to them, "It's not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." Acts 1, verses 4 to 8. For some time now I have desired to study the Acts of the Apostles, commonly called the Book of Acts, and it is intended that this will take the form of a brief overview of each chapter in turn, touching on one or two details in each meditation. We know that Acts is a continuation of Luke's Gospel, but while the Gospels revealed Christ's finished work of the cross, Acts shows us Christ's continuing work from the throne. The book begins with, "The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach." That doing and teaching of Jesus now continues as the work of the Holy Spirit. Verse 2 is thus the last mention of the Holy Spirit in relation to Jesus' earthly ministry. It is true to say that Acts is the book of the Holy Spirit, and chapter 1 shows us details of the transition from walking with Jesus by sight to walking with him by faith. Reading of the experiences of the apostles at this time of change is itself a work of the Holy Spirit in us and a great encouragement to press on to the Lord and know the reality of his presence. Verses 4 to 8 tell us of Jesus' final words to the disciples, using that wonderful title, "The Promise of the Father," to describe the Holy Spirit. That promise is not just an expression, but a reminder of God's covenant. His purpose is to bring many sons to glory, and here sons emphatically means everyone. Verse 12 shows that the Holy Spirit is poured out on all flesh, men and women alike. All are sons of God. We are told of Jesus' ascension, taken up, carried up, received up in the clouds. And clouds is a picture of the heavenlies, the third heaven that Paul speaks of in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. "I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up to the third heaven." We are given a lengthy few verses on Judas, 11 verses, and the choosing of an apostle to replace him. 12, the number of the apostles, denotes divine government on the earth, while 11 is problematic in that it involves choice or discernment. Usually it is considered to be an indication of rebellion, disorder, betrayal or idolatry, among other things, which may explain the 11 verses devoted to Judas. So the 11 disciples in the choosing of Matthias become 12, and they do so by drawing lots. It is the last occasion such a method is mentioned. following the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, such decisions were made by the Spirit. Luke mentions all these proofs as a continuation of his gospel to show us the outworking of the plan of God, that Jesus' triumph over death was also a victory for all of us who respond to his call in all generations. We must surely give thanks to Almighty God for his eternal promise. Hallelujah. And consider this. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. A closing word from Peter Marshall. Human nature must be changed if we are ever to have an end to war or to correct the wrong situations that make our lives uneasy and our hearts sore. Now, Christianity, the power of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God, is the only force that can change people for good.